found in God's word that says the good man became hearers of the word, but not doers of the word. Note the word of God says in James 1 and 22, it says, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Now that says to me that there must come a time in our lives when we've determined to live out these truths in our lives that we've heard or read. But when one decides to take action, personally, one must first yield to the word and the will of God. And then and only then can we live out those truths by the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's why the text says the steps of a good man are ordered. They literally prepared us. They're secured by the Lord. And he delights in his ways. In other words, the path and steps before us who are saved have already been laid out. And all we got to do is follow. Yes. And so we have a choice, a decision to make, and that is to follow God's way and not our own way. And so my prayers this morning is that it may be your choice to follow God's steps and to find delight in him as we consider our subject, the life of a good man. So note, if you will, that the first thing the text reveals in the A part of verse 23, we see it reveals the steps of a good man. Note the text says the steps of a good man ordered by the Lord. To put it another way, the Lord directs the steps of the godly. How does he do it? He does it through his word. And that's why, my brothers and sisters, the greatest need of any man or any person is to know God and walk with the Almighty in a real, genuine, personal relationship. Because the greatest tragedy of the day is that many who profess to know this awesome God have never really entered into a real relationship with him through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And my brothers and sisters, a man cannot have a genuine heart for God until he has been redeemed and rescued by God's grace through faith in Christ Jesus. The point is, there are men and others who are professors of salvation, but they are not possessors. But one day, in that revealing moment, as these people stand before the judge of all ages, they will profess, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? And in your name have we not cast out demons? And in your name we have done many wonderful works. But then the most devastating words of all times will fall on the ears of these professors of salvation. For the Lord will say to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity, according to Matthew 7, 22 and 23. Because my brothers and sisters, salvation is in a person, and that person is the Lord Jesus Christ. Because the Bible says, as many as received him, to them he gave power, the right to become the sons of God. Because the gospel message revolves around and is about the death, burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who fully perpetuated or satisfied the wrath of the Almighty God by his redeeming work on the cross of Calvary for our sins. Meaning we must all come to Christ and recognize our wicked and wretched condition and then cast ourselves upon his mercy. Because the Bible says, according to Titus 3 and 5, it says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit. And so the text declared that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Then the writer of Proverbs tells us in Proverbs 16 and 9, he says, a man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. But not only are they ordered, but they are also protected from slipping. Note verse 30 and 31 of this same psalm. It says, the godly offers counsel. They teach right from wrong. They have made God's law their own, and therefore they will never slip from his path. But now the steps of a good man cannot be designed by man, and that's why Jeremiah said, "O Lord, I know the way of a man is not in himself. It is not in a man who walks to direct his own steps." To put another way, Jeremiah says in this Jeremiah 10:23, "I know, Lord, that our lives are not our own." But even simpler, he said, "I know that we humans are not in control of our lives," meaning we are not able to plan our own course. Why? Because we only fall into danger when we lose focus and we allow our eyes to go astray. And that's what happened to Asaph in Psalm 73, who said, "But as for me," he said, "I almost lost my footing. I almost slipped." He said, "My feet were slipping and I was almost gone." Why is this? For he said, "For I envied the proud when I saw them prosper despite their wickedness." In other words, he allowed his eyes to wander from the Lord, and doubt began to replace his faith to the point that it seemed to him that the wicked were better off than the righteous. Causing him to think of perhaps, well, what's the use of serving God when the wicked is prospering and here we are struggling? Are you here? But because he went to worship and heard God's word, Brother Jones, he became aware of the fact that all the wealth of the wicked suddenly loses its power at death. In other words, no matter what the wicked has, he cannot take it with him. Somebody say, "I never seen a U-Haul going behind a hearse." Job say, "Naked we came into the world, and naked we shall return." But now he said, "But the rewards of the godless suddenly takes on eternal value." And that's why Jesus said in his Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 6:19-21, he said, "Don't store up treasures on earth where moth and rust can destroy and thieves can break in and steal." He said, "Instead, store up your treasures in heaven where moth and rust cannot destroy them and thieves cannot break in and steal." And then he said, "Where your heart is, that's where your treasure lies." How do we store up treasure in heaven? Well, we do so by putting God first in our lives. Put him first in our lives, in our service, in our worship, and studying his word, and by giving to the support of the kingdom. And my brothers and sisters, when we make God first in our lives, we are actually building up treasures in heaven. In other words, it's accomplished by all acts of obedience to God, meaning we must seek to please God in all that we do. And that's how we build up treasures in heaven. And that's what Jesus was talking about when he said in Matthew 6:23, he said, "But seek first the kingdom of God," talking about God's rule in our lives, "and his righteousness." And he said, "All these things shall be added." And so the text says the step of a good man ordered by the Lord. Now the second thing we see in the life of the good man is the delight of the good man in the B part of verse 23. Notice says he delights in his ways. My brothers and sisters, the person in whom God delights is one who follows God, who trusts him, and tries to do his will. Now the word delight means to have great pleasure, satisfaction, or joy in the Lord's way. Meaning a good man is one who delights or have great pleasure in doing the will of God. But now this commitment of direction is determined by faith to go in God's direction and not our direction. Because we don't just make a decision and say, "You know, I sure hope God going my way." But yes, Lord. But we find out the way the Lord is going, and then we are to head in that direction. Yeah, Lord. That's why The proverb writer says again, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path. In other words, go with God and he will go with you. Note again, the psalmist David said in Psalm 48, he said, I delight to do your will, O my Lord. He said, your law is within my heart. To put another way, David said, I take joy in doing your will, my God, for your instructions are written on my heart. Yes, yes. And so the good man with delight in the law of the Lord. No wonder Psalm 1 and 2 says of the blessed man, it said, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. Point is, the more we delight in obeying the God, the more fruitful we are, and the more God delight in us. While on the other hand, the more we allow those who ridicule God to affect our thoughts and our attitudes, the more we separate ourselves from our source of nourishment. Bottom line, when a man or anybody makes a deliberate choice to seek the Lord and to know God's way, God's will, God's law, and to follow the Lord in the way and the direction he wants them to go and not choose their own way. I tell you, God will delight in that man and he will order his steps because God watches over that person and he will make every step he makes, he'll make those steps firm. Yes, yes. But in spite of the fact that God makes firm every step of a man who delights in God, well, finally, I see somebody trying to take it now. We see the fall of a good man. Know the text says in verse number 24. He said, though he falls, he shall not be utterly cast down. Why? Well, we know David says again in Psalm 145 and 14, he said, the Lord upholds all who falls and raises up all who are bowed down. But now, to keep from falling, we need to allow God to direct our way and to seek his advice before we take a step. But now, just in case you don't, and you find yourself stumbling and you fall, well, the Bible says, the wise man Solomon says in Proverbs 24 and 16, he says, for the godly man may fall seven times, and he will rise again. He said, but one disaster is enough to overthrow the wicked. As the songwriter says, we fall down, but we get up. And so as I try to move to the close, I need to remind us this morning that Adam, a man who was made by God, who didn't even have any sin, Adam fell when he took of the forbidden fruit. And Noah, he fell when he got drunk after the flood. But he got back up again. Abraham, he fell when he listened to his wife Sarah in the matter of Hagar. Lot fell when he went down to Sodom and Gomorrah. Moses fell when he struck the rock instead of speaking to the rock as God told him, but he got back up. Aaron fell when he made a golden calf for Israel to worship, but he got back up. David fell when he sinned with Bathsheba and had a husband murdered, but he got back up. Solomon fell because he gave his heart to foreign women. Elijah fell when he ran from Jezebel in fear, but he got back up. Peter fell when he denied the Lord three times, but he got back up. All of the disciples fell when they hid in fear when Jesus was being crucified. Yes, all of these men of the Bible, they stumbled and they fell, but it wasn't permanent because they got back up. I don't know about you, but I've fallen many times, but I've got back up. If you haven't gotten up today, I'm here to tell you that you can get up this morning, because the text says, though a good man may fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. And so in closing, let me ask you this morning, are your steps being ordered by the Lord? Do you delight in his will and his way? Have you risen back up and ready to get back into the fight? Where do you stand today? I don't know about you, but on Christ, the solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but I'm a holy lean on Jesus' name. Ain't God all right? All because the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. He delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly permanently cast down, for the Lord upholds him in his hand. Ain't God all right? Do you know him this morning? Have you tried him for yourself? Won't he make a way out of no way? Won't he save your soul from a burning hell? Won't he order your steps and direct your path? Hey, God, all right, don't fool me now. Do you know him this morning? Have you tried him for yourself? Ain't God all right this morning? I said, all right. If you know it's all right, let me hear you say yes. Say yes. Yes, I know it's all right. Sometimes, every now and then, when I find myself falling, he just picked me back up. He's my leaning pose. Yes, he is. He walk with me, and he talk with me, and he tell me that I am his own. Yes. The steps of a good man. They're ordered. They're directed. They're secured. They're protected. Yes, Lord. Back up. Yes. Trust in him. Trust in the Lord.
We know your heart and spirit burned as you listened to our pastor, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preached and taught the Word of God. Join us in our regular worship services on Sunday, 11 o'clock a.m., midweek service at 7 o'clock p.m. For additional information, phone the church at 337-392-0952. And join us again for an awesome Word of God next week at the same time.
That's been my God. second or another minute, not an hour or another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. I need you now, I need you now, I need you now, I need you now. Not another second, another minute, not an hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you before to show up and restore all of the faith that I left slip while I was yet searching the world for more, the truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend, I know in need. I stretch my hands to thee. Me strong, the feelings of guilt, hurt, shame, and defeat, the ways of trials that beat upon me. But to know, Lord, that in you I've got victory. I need you now. Not another minute, Lord. Can't wait another day. Oh, oh Lord. Please make a way. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord. Mm-hmm.
Time now, 7:58.
They messed up. They let us back in the casino again. The Paragon Casino is the spot. Thanksgiving night is the time.
This Thanksgiving night is an old school party you will never forget.
Pack the casino, the old school jam with a new school twist. Thanksgiving night plus the casinos will give you play.
You can't beat that.
Get your tickets now at Styles by Sterling Barbershop.
VJ's Beauty Supply.
Who does your hair in Marksville.
And VIP Cleaner.
Paragon Casino, Marksville, Louisiana. The Mari Showroom. DJ Speedy T. Mr. Bow Bow Bow.
DJ Rob Real and DJ Easy B.
You don't want to miss it. Have your face in the place.
Show love, get love.
Bow. Yeah, I said it, Mr. Bow.
We know your heart and spirit burned as you listened to our pastor, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preached and taught the Word of God. Join us in our regular worship services on Sunday, 11 o'clock a.m., midweek service at 7 o'clock p.m. For additional information, phone the church at 337-392-0952. And join us again for an awesome Word of God next week at the same time.
A wonder in my
soul. I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.